Good evening. Welcome to the Status Bro Show. My fucking knee really hurts. I just hit on the coffee table really hard. I'm not going to let it affect my performance, but that sucked. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, along with Corey the Sharpshooter Vandersleen.
Hey, what's up, Internet?
Zach, the not-so-young blood Lewis.
Hey, what's
Zach
up?
Zach is now 21. Oh, come on, here we go.
Yeah!
Let's get some hands in there.
I get to go out and actually have a beer with us tonight.
I do, yeah, for once.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, all the other times he said he was drinking on the show, he was just fucking around.
Yeah, that's true. No, it's not.
Our producer, Melissa Gelbart.
Hey, guys.
And I have lots of good first 21-oriented activities for Zach this week. We're going to shotgun a beer. Andy's going to take a shot of birthday cake vodka.
Before we get onto that, though, we're also celebrating something else tonight. We're at 10 episodes now. We've
hit
double digits.
Double digits.
Woo!
Great work, guys. How do we want to start off? I want to do something Zach birthday oriented. Should we have him take a shot, or should
The show is now legal in Dubai.
Okay, wait. No, what? I decided before we delve into anything,
people, know what that means.
A friend of mine was busting my balls about some of the things that I've said on the show recently, and how I've brought up certain subjects in a very cavalier way, such as cheating on people, trying really hardcore drugs. Whatever, and I just want to say I'm not in any way condoning that behavior. Those were, you know, mistakes that I made earlier in my younger years. I'm not
and
saying
you're owning
that's
up
cool.
To them.
Yes, exactly. I have to be honest. No matter how retarded it was, and where those decisions were retarded at the time, I think that they've helped shape the person I am today, even to maybe hopefully a slightly less retarded adult. So I just want to say I'm not in any way condoning that, and I don't, this is like my little PSA. Right?
Well, I think that goes to say for everybody on the show, because I know I've shared things that, happened in my past. It's whatever. You know what? We've all grown up. We've all moved past it. We're adults now.
Thank you, Melissa. I feel
this is like Jackass. Do not do any of the things you hear us doing on the show.
Right. Like, I'm not saying that's
we
cool.
We are not condoning a damn thing that we say.
I mean, granted, I did talk about meth and, taking Adderall and laughed about it. By the way, people did correct me on the Adderall story, by the way. It was not 3. It was actually 4. I forgot. I've been lying about that story for so long, I forgot how the true story actually was.
Jesus Christ.
And then Ashlyn actually busted my balls this week. She was like, "You told me you did that on accident." I was like, "I got so used to lying about it, I totally forgot that it was, a real story." So, yeah.
You just turned into the lie.
Yeah, exactly.
Funny how nobody corrected you on the meth nomenclature, though, right? Nobody knows shit about that. But everybody's like, no, you took 4 Adderall, jackass. Like, we know.
Actually, my ex-girlfriend who was involved in that meth story, when she heard about it in the air, she was like, "You weren't there for that." I'm like, "Well, thank you. I'm glad what significance I played in that story." But yes, I was. And she heard it on the radio, and she's like, "Right, that's exactly what happened. I guess you were there."
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad I'm not such a badass anymore.
Yeah.
God,
apparently, I was totally insignificant.
That sucks, doesn't it? When your significant other's like, "Nah, that wasn't you," and you're like, "Yeah, no, that was me.
That was me."
You're thinking of somebody else.
Yeah, I was there.
And no, it's never a big deal.
Well, she said, no, it was just me and my friend. We had a nickname for it. I don't know if I should say it on the air or not. Is that bad? We used to call her Melons because she had huge tits. So she was like, "No, that was me and Melons." I'm like, "Yeah, it was you and Melons. And me. Thanks for remembering."
You just couldn't see me because I was behind Melons.
I promise, I was there. I had my head hidden in a pair of melons.
It was hidden underneath peripheral vision.
Jesus.
Okay, and we're not doing feedback yet, but Melissa, on the Facebook, since you're in charge, you should put our info in the About section. You can't find our names anywhere on that page. I just realized that the other day.
We comment on it quite there, a bit.
But true,
no,
but
names
you still,
are, your names are on the page.
Where are they?
And the caption of the photograph with the three of you guys, all of your names are in the photograph in order of who you are.
True, but it should be in our About section, should it not? Maybe.
Do we have an About section?
Yes, of course we have an About section.
It's sad how much I don't get on the page.
Okay. Well,
it's sad how much time I spend on the page.
Yeah. Okay, well, I will get on that.
No worries, I'm not breaking balls.
Well, it's one of those things where I'm still trying to figure out how to use the admin page for the for that. Yeah. So
oh, I hear you.
It's one of those things where you have to figure out how to work things sometimes. That's why it took me so damn long to change the damn profile picture.
No worries, you're doing a great job.
Yeah,
I'm not in any way trying to crack
down.
It was just, I obsess over it. You guys may not know this, but I'm a bit of a control freak.
Really?
No.
No.
Alright. Does anybody have anything they really want to jump into right now? Are we going to shotgun some beers?
Jesus, right now?
I'd like to be...
For we're some reason, 6 minutes in, you're like, fuck it, we're getting done.
We're only 4 minutes in, but I put it right at the top of my list, so I don't
know.
All right,
well.
I don't have anything that's begging for attention, except the fact that maybe I need to apologize for the last time for getting so fucking drunk.
Corey should not apologize. Corey should stand up and take a bow for the quality dynamic he provided last week.
You said it yourself. My drunkenness was hijacking the show from you.
But it was excellent. It created a great dynamic. It really did.
It did. You're right. It should actually be a bit every five shows.
Not only did you have funny drunken lines that accommodated it, but we had funny lines about it.
I know. It was awesome.
It was good.
I really liked it.
Melissa, you thought it was funny, right?
Yeah. Especially some of the Facebook feedback that we got from that, from a handful of people. It was definitely worth it. I think that's the most.
They're like, that game was a fucking mess, dude. Corey was so gone, man.
Did you ever guess what?
I don't think so, no.
Corey kept saying what in that high pitched voice, too. Like, most of the answer, Corey's like, what?
Yeah, I had no legitimate response to that entire game. I passed out half hanging off of my couch.
It was a good game. I liked last week's show. I had a great time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I don't know if our listeners had a great time, but I had a great time doing it.
Yeah, we had a great time doing it.
I had a superb time.
Now, we know, though, only know one Corey. Steel reserve for
our
Corey.
Entire audience knows that you had an awesome time.
Truly.
Did everyone else have an awesome time?
Yes, I had a good time.
All right.
Great. Yeah, I did too.
Have a better time tonight.
Hey, what do your parents do?
My parents?
Yeah, I don't actually know.
It's kind of weird. Well, my mom is a homemaker,
nice,
but a college graduate, and my dad is a senior sales executive for an IT company called Unisys Corporation.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
Nice. I guess so.
Corey, what are your parents?
A cool guy.
My dad is retired. Nice. He spends every week playing golf.
Nice.
But before that, he was a server technician at Lockheed Martin.
Yeah.
And my mom currently is a project management professional at a YPO, which is Young Professionals Organization.
That's kind of cool.
Cool.
Melissa?
My dad is an industrial health and safety engineer.
That's a long title.
But
it rolled right off your tongue. You've clearly said that a lot of times.
Yeah, he's... I don't know exactly what he does now for the company he works for, but I know he's definitely in a comfortable position in his job.
Nice.
Gotcha. I mean, I think two Christmases ago he fell asleep at his desk. So, and my mom,
that's pretty comfy.
My mom is a part-time home business florist.
Oh, okay.
For fake flowers. She doesn't do real flowers, but she does florals.
You should have brought Zach some flowers for his birthday.
Oh,
hey, come on.
Hey, I slaved away this morning over a hot oven.
Okay, you're right. Thank you for the cupcakes.
Okay, no, don't do that.
Melissa brings cupcakes, and I brought something disgusting for you guys to eat.
Well,
which, by the way, what the fuck spawned that question, Zach?
I don't know. Honestly, I was just thinking about it the other day. I was like, I don't know. I was sitting listening to the show. I was like, okay, well, my parents are both teachers. What the fuck do their parents do? I have no idea.
Well,
episode, we talked about background, and we never got to what our fucking parents
good point.
Do.
And I totally said last week my sister's name and who she works for, and I was like, fuck, I gotta quit doing that. I should ask people before I do that. And then I said my dad's name and who he works for, but then I'm like, wait, he has the same fucking name as me. Anyone who listens to the show could Google me, and he would pop up anyway. So
yeah, I was gonna say, I don't really want to throw around names too much, but with a name like Vandersleen, it's hard not to find him.
True.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna go there with my parents, or with my dad, because he works in corporate, he works in the high... falutin suit and tie corporate America. Mm-hmm. Although currently he wears jeans, cowboy boots, and Tommy Bahama shirts to work. So
hey.
Yeah, he's definitely comfortable in his work.
Is your dad a heavyset guy?
Yeah, kind of. I mean,
I'm not trying to judge or anything. I just have to say, in American culture, the Tommy Bahama Hawaiian shirt type thing has become much more prevalent among the heavier set.
Yeah, he
it certainly draws certain connotations in your mind.
Yeah.
Well,
definitely.
He wears Nat Nast shirts, too.
Although the combination of the Tommy Bahama with the cowboy boots is kind of... I'm not sure exactly what connotation that is.
I think he dropped like $500 on a pair of ostrich cowboy boots once.
Ah, nice.
I've
never owned a pair, so I don't know anything.
Yeah, since we moved to Texas, the cowboy boots have become a new development.
Cowboy boots are fucking comfy.
It used to be loafers and khakis and Tommy Bahama shirts.
Cowboy boots are the most fun.
We're stealing Zach's thunder here. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Zach. Should we sing happy birthday for you?
Thunder back to you.
Okay, what birthday? I mean, look, I'm going to throw the ball into your court here. What kind of birthday thing would you like to do? Do you want to eat a bizarre food? Kiki? Do you want a shotgun a beer, or do you want to take a shot of birthday cake vodka?
Am I going to be doing one of those or all three?
You're going to be doing all three. It's just the order. Okay. Pick your poison.
All of you first.
Yeah.
What right now?
Do the food, because then you can chase.
Do you want to roll a die? Vodka?
You
roll
think dice, that's a good idea? I would think do the food last.
Do the food first and chase it with the vodka, because if it's nasty, at least you have something to rinse.
You guys, do you want to do the food?
Fuck, I don't know.
We'll do the food at some point. I'm not scared.
You know what? We did the food in the first. Well, fuck.
Yeah, after I was done sharing despicable acts about shitting my pants and smoking meth, I was like, hey, let's eat some crickets.
You suggested the shark stories, okay? That wasn't us.
Because I thought you guys would have some good ones.
Whatever.
I got totally fucked on that topic.
Not all of us are so anally challenged as you are.
Apparently. God.
What on earth made you look at us and go, they must have shark
stories? I thought everybody had shark stories.
Speaking of anally challenged,
Corey getting fucked in the ass by Johnny Depp.
I was really about that last time. And, I'm not really that enthusiastic about having, you know, other fucking rods plowing up my ass.
Okay, so now Corey needs to do his gay sex PSA after mine. So. If you want to, go ahead.
You talk about getting fucked.
I don't think anybody actually thought you wanted to fuck Johnny Depp.
I had a theory behind that before, and just like, no celebrity would ever let you fuck them. So, in order to have sex with a celebrity, you kind of have to let them fuck you.
And that is a mindset that was not conveyed on the radio.
Yeah, I just plowed right into others plowing me.
No celebrity's getting plowed into.
But, I won't try and defend myself on that.
So what do you guys want to do? Gross food, or you want a shotgun of beer?
Fuck.
You know what? Maybe you want a shotgun of beer to wash down the gross food.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, Melissa made a good point.
So what? Shot first, then food, then beer?
Yes.
Yeah. That shot will probably be delicious.
Can I say yes for you?
Fine. Fuck.
Let's do a shot.
All right.
All right. I'm not trying to be a dick. Melissa, can you pour Zach a shot?
That's fine.
Thank you.
I need to get a beer anyway.
I just hope she doesn't think I'm being sexist by being like, Melissa, wait on us.
Damn. I'm gonna catch up to you guys.
While we're waiting for that, do we want to talk about something in the meantime?
What do you got? I mean, I got stuff.
Why don't we talk about registration codes? We're having problems with that right now with UNT.
Oh, that's right. I have UNT admin complaints on my list because, God, UNT is such a fucking pain in the ass school to register.
Melissa, get me that shot. Yeah. Fucking UNT, dude.
Yeah. Codes, they sound good in theory, like, especially if you're an underclassman, but if you're an upperclassman, like the majority of us, it just gets fucking annoying when you get beat out for classes by, like, fucking freshmen.
For those who don't know what we're talking about, at our particular university, the University of North Texas, I'm going to say it, when you register for classes, first of all, let me just say, the RTVF program is the most pain-in-the-ass fucking major of all time. First of all, there's three courses that you absolutely have to take to even qualify for major status, but you can't take them all concurrently. Which is unfucking believably gay. Yeah, it could take you a year and a half plus to even qualify for major status, and then you qualify, but you're only a sophomore. So it's going to take you time. You're in one of the last brackets to register for classes in the next semester. However, these classes that you want to register for require a code. So you have to email a fucking instructor.
Well, it seems like this semester.
Get this bullshit fucking code oh my God.
And sometimes.
The majority of these upper elective class, or what the fuck am I trying to say? These upper level classes require codes.
They didn't used to, right?
I don't remember it,
maybe,
but
they did.
Then again, I guess
we're going to find out.
Well, and the other thing is, sometimes they would even give you the codes via email. Nope. You have to go to their office, sit down, and tell them why you want to take their class.
Well, that's the thing. You're on pins and fucking needles. Like, the stress is nuts trying to get registered, and then you're emailing a teacher. You may not even hear back.
Yeah, and then they'll tell you, if they don't have any more codes left, they're like, well, just show up for class, and if somebody drops, we'll let you know.
Yeah,
and
thanks a lot,
and
asshole.
The chances of that,
I'm going to bank my fucking graduation on that kind of bullshit. They're like, show up the first day. Somebody might not be there, and you can get in the class. I'm like, wow, thanks.
God. I could never do that. I can't stand in the back of a class and be like, man, I can't wait to pay you fuckers $1,000 to sit in this fucking room for a semester. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Like, you have to go on the first fucking day and stand in the back. Fuck. Jesus Christ.
But it really was unbelievably retarded.
When I went
in to get to 13... you have to jump through for this fucking
major. When I went in to get into 1310, there's 144 seats in that classroom.
What's 1310?
The
it's like the first class we have to take in...
is that perspectives on broadcasting?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like pre-RTF shit.
With Campbell?
Yeah. And There were at least 140 maybe 160 students. There were 20 kids without seats, just sitting on the floor waiting to get into this class. I mean, that's, the anticipation is killer.
That class, like, sucks too. Yeah.
It's not, it's really not that bad. And no, I think it's more the monotonous, I think it's the monotonous tone in which you hear it, mm-hmm, that just makes you, that lulls you into a sleep state.
She's trying to avoid saying she thinks the professor sucks.
Jesus.
I don't, actually.
He doesn't suck.
No, he just has dry material.
He worked in radio for 10 years or whatever.
No, no, I like
and then you're hearing him at 8 in the morning just with his droning voice. It's fucking brutal.
It's not insulting to call him Ben Stein. He's got the Ben Stein delivery.
Yes.
All right, since most of our audience don't know what the fuck we're talking about, we're going to go ahead and let's have Zach take the shot.
It's here.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
Drink it down. Thanks. Enjoy it. Here it goes. We can't mic
ziggy,
it.
Ziggy, ziggy, ziggy,
ziggy. All right. There we go.
There's the grimace. Yay. Yeah.
Zach, is that your first shot of straight booze?
No.
No?
That really tastes like birthday cake.
I was going to say, does it?
Son of a bitch.
Well, happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Yes. Does it taste like the cake that I made for you?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. This one's a little
with
hotter.
With a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
So now that he's taken the shot, do we want to move into Bizarre Foods before the break?
Yeah, we have Bizarre Foods, and yeah
fuck good. It, let's do it.
All right, you guys talk amongst yourself. You can bitch about UNT for a second if you want. I'm gonna just grab the food.
Do you have any other interesting subjects for
it? I've got a few, but I want to give some good amount of time for them.
Okay.
But yeah, there was another class that I was trying to get into I had to stand in line to get these codes. If I'd been 10 people further up that line, I could have gotten in the class.
That's, wait, you had to stand in line for a code?
Yeah. Are you at fucking 8 in the morning.
Jesus Christ. We pay tuition. What the fuck is this?
And I'm a senior. I'm about to fucking graduate, and I still had to stand in line with everyone.
All right, guys. Now, this jar is very juicy. Please, please do not get any of this on my fucking carpet.
That looks like a repurposed jar of Miracle Whip.
You've already put a towel down for me.
In fact, Melissa, would you be willing to serve these?
What is this?
You don't have to touch it or anything. Okay.
What is this?
You want to know what it is? It is seasoned pork skin and brine.
So pork skin
of basically pork fat or skin, whatever. There's a random carrot and like a jalapeno that pop up in here, but
Jesus,
I don't know.
Christ. Can we get some pictures this week?
Oh yeah, you're right. Let's get some pictures.
Yeah, you have to serve because I'm gonna take pictures.
Wait, I can't serve. I am the host. I have to stay here.
Afraid of touching what's inside the jar, Kevin.
Just take the pictures real quick and then...
I'm not serving it.
Snap some pics.
Well, I can't serve it. Zach?
Jesus, we're going to have to serve our own food.
Is everybody too pussy to fucking serve this shit?
I thought we were in America.
That's not a pussy to serve it. I don't want to, you know, I'm trying to fucking get something going here.
I will dump my bare hand in there and pull it out.
I believe.
All right, after we eat some of it, I'll give you a nickel to stick your dick in there.
Hey, you know what? Fuck it, dude. I'll do it while sitting here. Fuck that. I mean, if it'll get it done. First of all, everybody take a whiff once we get it open. I'm curious as what this smells like.
Are you going to eat something?
By the way, thank you.
It's pig parts.
To my girlfriend, Ashlyn, picked this up at the Mexican meat market today.
Thanks, Ashlyn.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Is this going to be sealed when I open the lid, you think? Oh, yeah, it is. It is.
Oh, sealed for freshness.
For freshness.
Yeah.
Looks like wonderful, wonderful.
Was that some jalapenos and carrots in there, too?
Yeah.
Boy.
Oh, what the fuck? Here, can you hold that? It's just brine.
You're getting kind of ooh juice on
what
yourself.
The fuck? Oh!
In the face!
Oh, fuck me. That sprayed me right in the fucking eye.
It's just
brine. Oh!
More.
Ah! Here, take a sniff, Corey. What does it smell like?
Melissa,
don't spill it. Oh, it's very liquidy.
Keep getting pictures of this. This is important.
It smells like pickling juice.
It smells like
vinegar.
Fuck.
Zach, like do you want to sniff?
Dude, I hate pickled shit.
Dude, I love pickled shit.
I do too.
Oh.
Pickles. Have you ever had like...
God damn it.
Let me take a smell. Facial expression, that was great.
Fuck.
Have you ever had like cocktail onions? Like pickled cocktail onions?
That actually doesn't smell bad at all.
Yeah, no. It smells
just
delicious.
Well, great. That's good. Kevin, you can have some.
Oof. God. I'm already wearing it. Oh. Shit's getting everywhere. Smells like fucking nail polish remover.
It looks like onions, to be honest.
When you first brought it up close, I thought it was like tentacles. It looked like tentacles.
Yes! It does look very tentacle.
I can throw down tentacles.
Oh, here's a napkin for you, sir.
Thank you.
You sure you don't want to hang on to it?
Oh, I got one for myself.
I guess I'm waiting for you to get yours so we can do this.
You guys gotta do it at once. And I'll read some more info on it while you guys are preparing, just so you know, people know what the fuck. What the fuck would you even say this looks? It does look like tentacles.
Really? Right? I thought, dude, again, I think it looks like
I'm looking at the side of it right here, like, and it looks like the fucking, like, the suckers on, like, fucking octopus or something.
I thought at first it might be, like, pickled baby squid. It
looks like a fucking face hugger from Alien.
Like that. Okay, you both have to look up.
Alright, hold on.
Fuck!
You're actually going out with a fucking fork? I'm barehanding this.
You're barehanding this?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Alright, here, let's find out what the fuck is
this. I'll
let
you jack off in your hands, too.
I don't have enough machines.
You know what? I gotta say, even though these foods may be gross, they're always very healthy. I mean,
I don't think anything you can pickle is gonna be that healthy, but.
There's only like 300 calories in the whole fucking jar. You guys can eat the shit out of these. Alright, you guys ready to eat? Okay, so let me see one more thing. It contains pork skin, brine, water, vinegar, salt, acetic acid, carrots, jalapeno peppers, and flavorings. That's specific.
Flavorings.
Jesus.
I don't know why the fuck it says 2001 on it, but let's not worry about that.
God.
Is that how long has it been sitting there?
Oh, here, Zach. Would you like a napkin?
No, I'm good.
It's been pickling,
will you guys eat really close? Maybe we can hear you chew?
I'd take a bucket, but I don't know. Fucking piece of shit.
I didn't even ask to see if you guys actually like wanted to try it, but I mean...
No, I was just
I don't give a shit.
If he's doing it, I gotta do it. Right. I'm not gonna be a pussy.
Ready? Well,
gentlemen?
Let's do it. Cheers.
Cheers. It has a consistency of calamari.
Really? Is it kind of rubbery?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, you know what it reminds me more of? Like, no, I guess calamari's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like unfried calamari.
Oh, fuck. It's got a nasty aftertaste.
A little
it's
bit.
It's more...
This is literally what I imagine piss tastes like. If I had to guess what piss tastes like, it would be this.
Is it the consistency is just... Yeah.
Is it better tasting than the crickets?
It has a taste,
has
at least.
It has to have more flavor.
At least it has a taste.
Fuck.
Yeah, whatever flavoring is in here, it's
bowls
better
together.
Flavoring.
Make some better noise. There you go.
Yeah.
I gotta say, your reactions aren't that bad.
I'm trying to remember if there's anything this reminds me of other than calamari.
Well, what about the flavor specifically? Pickles? Onions?
It smells like pickling. Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck you're gonna do with the rest of that jar, bro. Jesus.
You don't want to take it home with you?
You're gonna stick your dick in it, right?
You're not gonna polish it off like
when
the crickets?
When we come back from the break. No, fuck that.
He finished off the fucking crickets last week. I'm not finishing that.
Well,
off.
Then you would say.
It's not horrible.
If I finished off the crickets, then you have to finish
off. So you would say
week.
The pork.
You see how big that fucking jar is?
You liked it. Dick in
okay,
the bowl.
Well, keep in mind.
I didn't say I liked it. Yeah. I said it's not horrible.
The liquid takes up a lot of the jar. It does. But you would say you definitely enjoyed the crickets more.
Me? Yes.
I
enjoyed the crickets more. It's a weird sensation in your mouth right there.
It is weird. I almost wanted to just like straight up swallow it so you have to chew. Because it breaks off, though. It's not chewy.
Okay,
it's not chewy.
This
is
something I just came up with, but I think it would be great, and I really hope you do it. Zach, will you take a shot of the juice?
I'll do it. No problem.
Give me a shot, bitch.
Will you do it?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
The juice cannot be near as bad as
the
fucking...
The juice is the worst part.
The juice is...
Melissa,
fucking drink like a...
Oh, God.
Pouring the shots. But you don't have to... I mean, you can take pictures when they're...
The
God
juice,
damn
the
it.
Juice
have another
they put
shot
in like
glass
a,
so they can go at the same time.
The juice they put in jarred jalapenos, I've drank in that before. I've drank in pickle juice before, too.
I haven't. I fucking... I don't like pickles that much.
Really?
God damn it. Jesus. Fucking next week, I'm going to get the wild card back. Good lord.
That is not great.
Do you guys want me to take your dishes for you?
Please.
There?
Please, thank
you. You sure you're done?
I feel like I should have been eating with, like, chopsticks.
You don't want seconds?
I don't want seconds. No.
I actually got to see where there is something you would eat with chopsticks.
It just, yeah.
It.
That's what it reminds me of.
Just because it looks like tentacles, it's got kind of an Asian connotation to it.
You're gonna have to
Asian connotation.
Asian connotation.
Of the Asian persuasion. Yes.
My spicy treasures.
Hey, do you guys still have your napkins?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was about to toss it.
Your glasses are very wet.
Oh, God.
And whoever, Melissa left some debris in that one.
You're the birthday boy. I'll take the debris.
Oh, thank you.
You're a gentleman and a scholar. Right?
I got the I Heart NY.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Did you see the
what
debris
the
in mine?
Fuck? No, fucking Jesus Christ.
Do you see the
that
debris in mine?
That looks like something that came out of a test tube.
Wait a second. This is my show. You guys are my bros. I'm a fucking douche if I don't do it with you, right?
You should do it.
Yeah. All right.
Let me get one.
All right. Kevin's going to do it.
Get your man card back.
This show just got three times, well, two and a half times better.
If he has to join us, yeah, that's a little bit better.
We're doing a
and
shot.
Because you didn't eat the food, you should have to do the whole double that you're pouring.
Melissa, you're a producer. You're part of this show, too.
Look at this fucking... look at this fucking
fuck
debris!
You guys. I've already told you my phobia.
All right.
So
that's going to have to be possibly for a later episode, then.
You're encountering that at some point.
Yeah.
That's maybe not tonight, but...
Definitely something I have to work myself up to.
Why the fuck did I volunteer for this? Nobody even told me I had to do it.
You told yourself you had to do it.
Melissa, get a shot of us three,
get
please, all doing
shots,
a shot.
Yes.
Here,
get
we'll a
shot
do a little clinky.
Clinky drinky.
There we go, clinky. We're good?
Clinky drinky.
You got it?
Well, hold on.
All right, all right.
Hurry up.
Hold
got
hold
it.
It.
All right. Gentlemen?
Gentlemen?
Happy birthday, Zach.
Fucking just do it.
Cheers. All right, guys.
Fucking Christ.
Oh, my God, it's so salty.
Oh, my God.
The debris makes it worse.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, what the fuck?
No, dude. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Now I know what you mean about the piss thing.
Right? That's what I imagine piss tastes like.
The aftertaste even kind of like...
It wouldn't have been bad without the chunks. Oh.
That's what people say about vomit, too.
Oh,
God. I literally thought I was going to throw up.
I'm not done yet.
What do you mean you're not done yet?
Do you need the
trash can? I'm not done thinking I need to... I'm good. I think I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You gotta clear that hump, and then you're fine.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Jesus shit. That was fucking brutal.
If I had your shot, it wouldn't have been so bad.
That was fucking
there's
awful,
there's fucking
dude.
Chunk in there.
I'm not gonna lie. That was way worse than I was expecting it was gonna be.
Jesus.
Oh.
Oh,
and we're
God.
Not even gonna get a buzz.
That's the worst part.
Oh, man.
What's that line in fucking Grandma's Boy? It's like
holy
shots
shit.
Of wheatgrass.
If you want to be sober and vomit.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
Closest anyone's been to vomiting on the show so far?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, Christ.
Dude, I'm never going to get
and I had that Steel Reserve last time, and I didn't even come close. Jesus Christ, that was...
What the
ugh.
Fuck?
Get the extra hot at...
Melissa, tell me you got some good pics of
that. Oh, yes.
Get the extra hot at Applebee's. Burn that shit out.
Holy shit.
Oh my God, that was horrible.
That's if somebody pissed in the ocean.
Oh God, I can taste it again.
Is it better the second time around?
No.
At least you guys have drinks.
Hey,
fuck,
Kevin.
Look at me.
Do you need a drink, man?
I'm good.
You don't. You're 21. Get a beer, damn it.
I've got to go.
He's gonna
shotgun
a beer after the break.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
That was some seriously great footage, by
God.
The way. Your facial expressions were awesome.
Dude, that was more than, like, I thought it was going to be no big deal. What I was actually kind of expecting it to taste like is, I drank pickle juice before. I thought it would taste like that.
I've never drank pickle juice.
I was expecting that,
because
too.
Because I was afraid it would taste like that. So not pickle juice, fuck it, why not?
I mean, I don't like pickle juice, but I've tasted it. But man, that was fucking horrendous.
I've heard...
That was gnarly.
Are these strange eats going to get weirder from here on out?
So yeah, probably.
Was that
guy...
a good bizarre food, though? That's pretty
that
weird.
That was a good bizarre food.
That's good.
The guy who...
Thank you guys for participating.
The guy who...
Fuck you. I'm sorry, I'm supposed to continue.
Go ahead.
I dated a guy who told me once that the best cure for a hangover was to drink straight up a half a cup of pickle juice.
I've heard that too.
Actually. Yeah.
I actually watched him do it once, and it was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
I knew a girl that used to take hot Cheetos, like Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and dip them in pickle juice. She sure. finally got me to try one. It was actually pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
I can kind of see.
I'll do a lot of stuff with hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
For me, for a hangover, hair of the dog is always the way to go. It always makes me feel better.
What?
I have a beer when
just
I have a hangover.
More alcohol.
That'll work.
I mean, it always seems so disgusting, like cracking it open, but after like the first couple sips, I already feel better from my hangover.
For me, it's
every
just
time. Garen fucking
a tea. Big fucking greasy sandwich. That's what does it.
That's also a great one. Anything greasy.
Waffle
burger.
House.
See, Waffle House fucks me up because I'll end up eating the syrup and the sweet like settles in bad. And like, yeah.
That's actually the best thing when you're nauseous. Or nauseated. I'm not sure which one of those is correct.
Oh, yeah. It's still there.
Oh, it's big time there, dude.
Jesus.
I actually talked to a pharmacist, and he said whenever you're nauseous, you should eat something that's got sugar in it because it'll settle your stomach.
That's weird because I think for like a hangover in particular, something bready and greasy is always the best way to go.
Yeah, grease.
So to soak up the
it's
stuff
the
and the
grease.
The grease really helps.
Yeah, well,
like
the
Steak
grease
and Shake is a great fucking... I don't know why. Steak and Shake works really well for hangovers.
I can see that. So would you say this stuff... the stuff, the pork skin stuff, is like pork rind
Yeah,
pre-pork
yeah.
rind.
That's what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gotcha. That doesn't make it seem so bad.
Pork skins.
Because, see, yeah, it says pork rind, and then it's like pork skin, like parenthesis. Like, I just think saying skin sounds more gross. That's why I use that term.
Pork flesh.
I mean, I think they came up with the term fucking rind just so it didn't have to say skin on it when you buy a bag of like pork rinds or something.
Jesus.
I don't want to ever do that again.
Okay, while we recuperate, it's actually a perfect time for a break. When we come back, we're going to have shotgunning beers. We're going to have more topics. We don't have a game for you this week after last week's fucking mess. So don't worry about that.
We're running out.
But yeah, we'll be right back on the Status Bro Show.
Hey, this is Corey Vandersloon, and you're listening to the Status Bro. We'll be right back.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Status Bro Show. We have recovered from that shit we just drank. What the fuck?
What a harrowing experience.
Jesus, I'm never doing that
Christ,
again.
Christ, man. Yeah,
that fucking blew.
I hadn't really planned on taking a hands-on approach to the Zach and Corey Bizarre Foods bit, but I felt inclined in that particular scenario, especially since it's Zach's birthday, to partake, and it was gnarly.
Yeah.
But it was funny. I enjoyed it.
Make better choices.
Do you think you might join us again in the future?
Perhaps.
Perhaps, yeah.
Once again, let's not take the focus off Zach. Happy birthday, Zach. Yeah, come on.
Yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to the show.
I'm going to do that a lot. Yeah, you're right. 10th birthday, yeah.
10th?
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of applause this show. Now, before we get to shotgunning beers, which you're going to shotgun a beer with me.
Okay.
Corey, you're going to shotgun a beer as well.
Fuck it.
All right. We'll go for feedback, and I just want to say this was over the weekend. I attended the Barrister's Ball in Tulsa. I recommended the show to one of Ashlyn's friends, Mr. Jason Lallman, and he gave us a very nice post. He tagged us in saying, if you enjoy podcasts and awesomely profane dialogues, I highly recommend downloading this and listening to it at work or whatever. Available on iTunes. Check it out. Thank you, Jason.
Also, classy listening recommendations.
Did you make the Barrister's Ball joke at the Barrister's Ball?
What, like, suck my barrister's balls or something?
No, what did the barrister say when he got to the ball?
What was it? No, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, it was Cinderella. What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball? And it was...
Oh, right. Of course. Right. Gotcha.
That's going to go over, like, half of our listeners' heads.
Did we talk about that last week?
We did. Yeah. It extends. I was really hoping you'd make that joke and get
so the hopefully that doesn't go over your head.
To our very limited audience, I'm sorry for doubling up on a joke. Onward.
Fuck it.
I don't think we made the joke on the air.
No, maybe not.
Yeah, we also need to talk about Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle Singletary, who was on our show 2 weeks ago. He's been on our show twice now. He's a good guy. He listens to every show. He posts on our Facebook page on the Status Bro Show page on Facebook and said, laughing my ass off at Corey's drunk ass. Just because Johnny Depp has money, the only thing he would give you is a big fat cock in the butt.
Kev, exactly the point that I just made earlier. He would never let you put your cock in his butt.
Porno charts and meth, great stuff, guys. I enjoyed. Well, thank you, Kyle. And yes, we understand, Corey. You
I'm trying to defend my drunken ass from last time.
You did. I don't know where to start with that.
Yeah.
Let's not get into the Corey.
We don't need to.
All right.
I was fucking out of my shit.
You want a 40?
No.
All right. So now it's time to shotgun some beers, and I'm sorry if that's not particularly entertaining to our audience, but fuck it, we're going to get wasted today. It's Zach's birthday.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
It's entertaining enough.
It's got to be entertaining.
It's been like 6 years since I've shotgunned a beer.
Really?
All right,
seriously.
Well, I've never done it. So.
I'm going to start just to do a demo, and I'm going to lean my arm. In fact, I may even undo it and bring it closer just so that we can get the best audio possible.
Okay.
So give me
so
one
forgive
second.
The, forgive the...
How exactly
right
do
now.
You shotgun a beer? That's my question. Do you
do
the little punch top thing? Because
we're gonna find out.
Because I have one of those. Actually, I have one of those at work. We have a punch top on one of our bottle openers. That
no
we take
punch
on the
top beer. Will be necessary because I have a pair of balls.
Like, depending upon how redneck you want to go with this, all you really need is a good sharp enough key.
He's gonna watch a little porn and then he's gonna stab at it with
okay.
his cock. All right,
that'll work.
Yeah. Think that'll work?
Sure. Yeah.
That'll I don't work. Think that'll work at all.
They can totally hear me right now. I'm talking very loud.
If you're wrong, if you're wrong listening to this, it's going to be
you're
fucking
there.
Hilarious.
I hear
the levels aren't bad.
Okay. It's there. All it's right. there. Yeah, how are we going to accomplish this? Are you
it's
actually going to like...
a standard 12-ounce can of beer.
Okay.
Now,
yes.
I got strategies here. I mean, you can use a key if you want to, but I'm going to use a steak knife just to make it a little easier.
Jesus Christ.
If you stab yourself, I'm not taking you to the hospital. I'm just going to laugh.
First stage, you want to vent the can. A lot of people don't do this, but I think it's a great strategy. Meaning you just barely crack the can like this. Just barely. There you go. Without spilling the whole time. Because if you stick a knife in it, it's going to spray up in your face.
Right. So you know, if you bleed out, we're finishing the show. You're going to have to wait.
No, that's no problem.
All right.
Exsanguination.
No.
Master's Christ.
Exsanguination is no excuse.
Observed, yes. Right? Okay. So then here is where you're going to want to cut it.
Very bottom.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me come around and get a look at this.
All right. Yeah. Let's
see. I'll make sure I know what
he's
the
learning, fuck. He's learning. Jesus. So then at the very base of the can, I cut a hole.
Base
right there.
Can. Okay. Cut a hole.
Now, this is personal preference. I like it to be really big.
Like it big, huh?
Just so, because I feel like it makes it, I feel like I can drink quicker. And the object is you guzzle, you pop the top, and guzzle until you feel air, until there's nothing else coming out. And then you drop the can, because by then you're so sick of drinking it that you just want to get rid of it.
All right.
So here, observe, this is a proper shotgun beer.
I hope you guys are loving this tutorial.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you can do that fucking fast.
Ah.
Jesus dick.
Oh, it's so cold.
It's not so tasty when it hits your lips.
No.
Jesus.
Can feel the bubbles.
Was it better or worse than brine?
Fuck.
You can't get much worse than brine.
It was way better than brine. Oh, my God.
This is gonna suck.
Wish I had that look.
Zach, would you like to verify that my can is in fact empty?
His can is in fact empty.
Thank you.
Confirmation.
Yes. Now.
Christ, that was quick.
I've practiced this a lot, and if.
Friend Trinity could even do
it. Other people aren't as quick. Don't be ashamed by that. But
yeah, no, I'll take my
to do it just because.
I'll take my fucking time. I guarantee it.
Christ.
Oh, I'm gonna get back in my seat. Oh my God. Oh, instant burps always. By the way.
Fuck.
Ugh.
Should I sit right down or should I?
No, you can stay standing.
Great. Corey, you go next.
I'm getting ready at least.
Okay.
God, Melissa, are you gonna do one?
No, thank you.
I'm not excited about it.
I have other responsibilities that I have to take care of tonight, which unfortunately prohibits my excessive drinking habits.
I understand.
I have other responsibilities too, like driving.
That's
not a big deal, you $3.
Another trick to remember is don't actually crack the top until you already have it somewhat upward, or else when you crack it, you're just going to drizzle beer out.
You just punch it in the bottom before I go
up and crack it like there.
I basically do it simultaneously, and I go crack like that.
Gosh.
Just punch
it
in the
damn it, Melissa, get some pics of them shotgun beers. I should have done. I'll shotgun another one just so you can take pics.
Great.
I like
Are
doing it.
Are you serious?
I like doing it.
Good for him. That's our host. Yeah.
Thank
he
you,
likes
boys.
He likes it. He likes it.
Jesus.
I'm going to shotgun this one instead of drinking it.
Status Bro is mobile this week.
Also just received 2 Facebook updates.
Oh, please. Enlighten us.
Tom Reeves said, go easy, Corey, and have a great show.
I'm trying, but we're about to shotgun beers.
Thank you,
and
Tom.
Ashlyn just commented asking something about birthday cake vodka.
Oh, tell her. Well, I mean, Zach already did his shot.
I did.
Is Milwaukee's best that we have here?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was delicious, Ashlyn. Thank you. I assume you picked it up.
Yeah, she brought it.
Thank you very much.
She also brought the fucking pigskin. You
God
thank
damn
her
it, Ashlyn.
Don't want to say thanks for that.
Fuck you for that.
I will say thanks, Ashlyn, because it was funny.
Yeah.
And I admire your dedication to the show. And you're my girlfriend, so I have to, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
When Kevin's puking at like 3 a.m, you're going to be holding
right.
his back. Just remember that.
You're coming over later, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Stuff's going
to
happen.
Corey, don't forget to vent the can.
All right.
No.
No, don't just stick it in. It's going to squirt up in your face.
Okay, fine.
No, you don't have to pop it. Just barely.
Yeah.
I've never done this, so. Corey, how would you say this works?
Very carefully. I'm just.
You want to use? You don't want to use the knife? I mean, the knife goes in nice and easy.
I'm gonna do it like a man with a fucking key.
All right, of course. I'm gonna do a key for my second one too, just since he had to say it like that. Don't remember, guys. Talk really loud since you're really far away from the mics.
Punch it hard.
Yeah.
All right, he's got it. And the pop.
There he goes. He's drinking. He seems to be doing a pretty good job. Chugging. Keep drinking. There's the air. All right. Yeah. Let's give a nice little round of applause. Nicely done, Corey.
Very nice.
Yes.
Yes. Nicely done, sir.
Yeah.
Excellent work.
All right. Jesus, you know what? I'm like 25 when you listen to this. Like, what the fuck am I doing?
No, do you mean?
When I'm like,
best times of my life.
I'll be like on parole doing heroin listening to this. Like, fuck. Why did I listen to them? Peer pressure, man.
This is when it all starts. Yeah. Zach.
Look, now, Zach, I'm going to set yours up for you. Just, yeah, I want to make it easy on you.
Please.
Oh. Corey, sit back down so people can at least hear somebody talking.
Keep the show going, please, Corey.
Once I get done fucking coughing along.
You did a great job in the last week. We have faith you can do it again.
I'm not a fucking professional.
Yes, dude, the level's going to be so fucking weird this
week. Still confident we're doing good radio.
I hope you're right.
We're doing fine.
I'm walking across the room and shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah, the last time I did this, shit, I want to say I was like 19 or 20. Sorry, Mom. Yeah, it's a lot of time between then and now that I'm 26. Oh. Okay, so right. You're getting them prepped up here.
This is for you, Casey Spill.
Thanks.
And we're taking pictures.
And I think I explained it properly.
Oh, did you get pictures?
Yeah, I got pictures of you doing it, and then good. I'm gonna get some pictures of Zach.
Good, right. Good. I'm glad that happened.
Right. If you want to hear it, here's for your homies.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so Kevin, are you doing one right next to him there, or are you just getting him set up?
I'm going to wait until he's like, immediately following him. I'll go ahead and do him.
Jesus Christ, you are fucking fast.
No, just be all right. Just
put your mouth on it.
Just wait till it's up in the air, and then open.
Put your mouth on it.
Put your mouth on it, pull it back.
You know, I imagine what's going to happen is going to be similar to like the new guy in prison the first day of the shower.
I think you just kind of have a defeatist outlook on this. I think you're going to be fine.
Rock it down my throat and go all over the room.
You're going to be fine. I promise. Daddy's got gotcha. You.
Right. Fuck Christ, here we go.
I got you, bro.
Put your mouth on it.
You can trust old Kev.
Here we go.
There it goes. Oh, it's just flawless. Let it go. Just like a pro.
Not
bad! That was a good time.
Jesus Christ. All right. Y'all are fucking fast.
Excellent work, my friend.
I have to applaud that. Thank I'm you. Slow as shit.
Now get back in your chair and talk on the radio while I do one.
I don't... Jeez, how do you... How the fuck do y'all open your jaw like that? I cannot, like,
just
relax... All right, fuck you.
Well, the hole, Corey, was
I couldn't help it.
Significantly bigger than yours. Yours was a key. His is a steak knife.
True. I make a huge hole. Yes, that's actually, he makes a good point there.
Yeah, so sometimes it is the
you
size
you can guzzle way more.
Mine was representative.
Jeez.
Shit, though. Y'all were fucking fast.
Okay, again, your hole... Corey, your hole was the size of a key. You know, ours was... significantly bigger.
I'm gonna feel it that much every time.
I'm purely doing this one for photo op.
That's right.
I really don't want to do it.
You gotta look professional. Alright. Bless you.
That sounded gnarly.
Hold on a second.
Dude, why couldn't you have gotten that one on the fucking
mic?
Tastes
like brine.
It does.
That one.
That's honestly why I need a minute. I'm like,
dude, that one, like, that one had, like, words in it.
Oh, it had something in it.
For once, your burp genuinely tastes like
God,
ass.
Dude, that bread was salty as shit I've ever tasted in my life.
You took a shot of piss.
Yeah.
Basically. Piss probably would have been better.
Probably.
All
right,
here we go.
Yeah, I think it would be.
Here he goes.
Done.
Jesus!
There
dick. He is. He's done.
Listen, verify my emptiness. Oh, there's a little foam.
There's foam. Foam is fucking.
Okay, I've taken pictures of all of the empties as they landed in the trash, or in the,
nice.
The sink. So,
thank you.
That
thank you
for the documentation. Everything a growing boy needs.
And tits.
Yes. Not bad. Not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Now the question is, do growing boys need tits on themselves, or, you know, because...
What the hell kind of question is
tits
that?
In general.
Just tits in general?
I mean, I've got enough tits here.
What good do tits do on yourself?
Keep you entertained.
It's like having the ability to suck your own dick.
Oh, yeah, you suck your own
that's
tits.
That's what they do, yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm going to
well, you
talk amongst yourself. I'm going to put my mic back real quick.
Tits will keep you entertained.
It's true. Melissa can verify.
I can, too.
Yeah, me, too. Thanks a lot, guys. This was a lot of fun. I know the show's not quite over yet, but...
We've got
the
plenty of show to go.
We're lots of fun.
Yeah, we still got 17 minutes left.
Maybe
don't think you're off the hook.
Maybe not the shot of piss water.
You think you're going to have a hangover?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Are you even buzzed yet?
I'd say yes.
You know what? God damn.
Are your lips starting to get a little numb?
Fucker.
No.
Are you getting any frame-by-frame vision?
No.
have you gone to 24 frames a second yet?
No. Still at 65.
Good. Got it. I was freaking out there for a second. I'm like, I can't fix
my mic.
What am I
going to
do?
Why did I do that?
I don't know why you...
You're definitely
for whatever reason, Zach just threw
Zach.
His hat onto
Jesus.
The counter, and I'm not sure why. However, is Zach, do you have a buzz?
No.
I would say yes, considering he just threw his hat.
I just did something stupid, but
just made an impulse decision.
Zach, Corey.
Here.
Sir.
We go to my next topic for a little bit, and we shotgun another beer. What do you think?
What?
We go to your next topic. No. I shotgun a beer just for just for Zach.
Oh, come on. What did I do with my iPad? Okay. All right, now I want to talk about fights.
Still good.
Oh, my God. That was fucking awesome.
I completely missed that. What just happened?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Look, none of us are what anyone would consider tough guys. I'm just going to say that. But come on. Everybody's been in a fight. Let's talk fights.
No, I've not been in a fight.
You've never been in a physical altercation?
No.
I've been in two.
Yeah, Melissa ran
somehow
over a guy with a car.
Somehow I'm not surprised, Melissa. Yeah.
I can tell you guys
that story because I know Corey's itching to hear why I hit some guy with my car.
I still really want to know this.
I happened to be dating a guy at the time. This is the guy that prompted the first of my lesbian experiences.
First of.
Tease it.
Tease it.
Hey, Melissa, can you get this guy on the show?
No.
All right.
In fact, as far as I know, he's gone AWOL.
God, I feel a huge verb coming. I'm waiting for it to fully incubate. Go ahead.
But,
I'm sorry.
So it was after we were in the middle of a fight after we'd broken up. For some reason or another, he was being a super douchebag. And so we got into this argument and he slapped me.
Cool.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. That's not cool. I'm not.
I gotta put
my foot in my mouth.
At least once. So to defend myself, I reached over while he was shirtless. And by the way, I've dated a lot of white trash. I just want to throw this out there.
I can
see
that.
Not what I was expecting, but go ahead. Not your story, my burp. I was expecting much more from that.
I grabbed a patch of stomach hair.
Ow.
And just ripped it out.
Stomach hair, right in the fat there.
Yeah. Mm. Like, right in the happy trail.
Ugh.
And,
that hurts.
So, I can't really tell you if it was a punch or just the heel of his hand that caught the side of my nose, but he almost broke my nose, and I ended up with a black eye. So, as I'm getting in my car to leave, he puts both hands on the steering wheel and says, "You're not gonna leave, bitch." And
you left.
Well, there was only one way out of the street.
Bitch touched my balls.
Yeah, basically. And there's only one way out of the street because it was on a cul-de-sac. And I'm already facing out. So, like, what's the point of reversing and trying to... So I just... And I was like, "Take your hands off my car or I'm going to hit you with my car." And he said, "You wouldn't do that." And I said, "Bitch, watch me."
Wait, where were his hands?
They were on the hood of my car.
Oh, I thought you said steering wheel.
Yeah, you did say steering wheel.
I'm sorry.
Wheel.
They were on the hood of my car.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And so I hit him with my car.
Nice.
You warned him.
Yeah, I told him.
You warned him.
I told him. I was like, "If you don't get your hands off my car, I'm going to hit you with my car." And he didn't believe me.
He went AWOL?
He's
just fucking
buried
gone.
Him in the forest.
The last I heard was that he had joined the military already when I was dating him. And the last I heard is that he ran off with some girl and never went back to his post.
I feel like I'm never going to stop burning.
Oh, so he legitimately went AWOL.
Yeah.
Wow, I thought you just used
or
that
that's just your version of the story.
Yeah, I thought you made him AWOL.
No, that's what I've heard from other people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not exactly sure of the accuracy of those claims.
Yeah.
Because...
No, the accurate thing is you buried him in the fucking woods.
However, this story, you still did not technically physically fight anyone.
Your car did.
That's a solid point.
That is a solid point.
I'm just
point.
Saying.
I did
not saying it doesn't
in the
count.
Fucking legs with my fucking car.
Not saying this is not pertinent to the topic.
I will say, however, that
did
I
you
did,
ever fight a chick?
No, but I did break a guy's nose on a Coke machine.
Well, that's something, I guess. You know,
did the Coke machine fall on him?
No. Actually, I grabbed
yeah,
him.
Yeah, give us a sound.
I want to hear fist to cuffs.
He was standing in front of me, and I grabbed his hand. He had his back to me, and I grabbed his right wrist, twisted it around kind of like a cop would, and slammed it into the middle of his back, and subsequently his face hit the Coke machine.
You've told me this story, though. There wasn't really a fight. He was just being a fucking cunt to some other people, and you snapped
mm-hmm.
at him.
Yeah, but I mean, physical altercation, though.
Let's cut the... Come on, Zach. You ever had fisticuffs?
No. I've been on the ground. It, like... kind of wrestling, hitting, kicking, that kind of thing, but never like straight up Fight Club fisticuffs.
No?
I'm sure you have. It explains your nose. Corey, have you?
asshole. Happy birthday, you fuck nut.
Enjoy it while it lasts. Yeah. You know, I've never actually been in a real fight. Certain people have actually... God, I can't fucking talk right now. People have certainly fucking tried.
Yeah.
But there was this one fucking cunt of a dude in high school. I'm not going to mention his name. I don't know why. I'm sure he's not fucking listening. But,
probably could, but fair enough.
But he definitely came up to me during lunch one day and tried to start some shit with one of his friends. And I was just like, I essentially almost laughed in his face. I was like, I'm not fucking having it. I'm not giving you what you fucking want.
Yeah.
This is what you want.
Yeah. I'm picking up where you're putting down, Corey. Kevin, come on. You got a good story.
You guys know I got to have a funny fight story.
Well, yeah, you brought it up. You have to.
It's yours.
Okay, first of all.
Thing.
It smells like something weird.
I said that before we started. It smells like cleaner or something.
It smells like pancake batter.
Clorox asshole.
I don't know what the fuck
you're
that is.
You're picking up Clorox.
Look, first of all, I didn't
he smells Clorox. He's getting pancake batter. Most of what does it smell like?
Kevin's house.
Good answer. It smells like Kevin's house.
Well, I'm a clean person.
You two are losing your shit on the air.
No, look. I had fighting on my list, and Melissa also had fighting. I mean, this was a collaborative thing, randomly. Anyways, I want to talk about Melissa's clips that we want to use later. That's also funny. But, okay, my favorite fight story. Yeah. I went to TCU to visit my brother one weekend.
Nice campus. Yeah.
At this point, it's when I worked at RRI, when I had my grown-up job, you know, when I worked there as a reviewer and sat in a cube all day.
I don't like the campus that much.
Whatever
it's
the fuck Corey just said.
Car towed from. But continue.
That's another story.
That's
go
funny.
Ahead.
Actually, my brother used to get his car towed there all the time. They'd take it to the impound, and nobody monitors it. You'd just go and, like, take his keys and get in his car and drive away, and nobody ever did anything. But that was funny. I got a ticket there once. I never paid. Anyways, I went to TCU anyway. I'm trying to get out of the habit of saying anyways. I went to TCU for the weekend just to hang out, and I met my brother, and he was still a major novice at this point, sophomore in college. He lived in an on-campus apartment. So it's just like a normal apartment, except it has an RA, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So he and his buddy, his name was Henry, and this guy was cool as fuck, man. We used to always get along great, Henry and I. So we start hanging out, we buy a bunch of beer. I bought beer because I was 21. They weren't. They were still young bloods. Like, you used to be,
younger brother.
So wait, your brother is genuinely younger than you.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that on Facebook somewhere.
I didn't know that.
He has the same birthday as you.
That's right. I guess it makes sense.
He turned 25. Just
he did. I wished him a happy birthday, and he didn't wish me one. What a fucking prick. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to call him out for that. That is not
no,
cool.
I'm kidding.
He didn't write on my wall for my
best
birthday.
He's cool. This is fine.
Anyways, I go to visit them, and Henry's like, dude, this is a perfect place to get wasted tonight. Like, we'll drink here. Yeah. So we drank there, and we played some drinking games. We played Bullshit, which is always fun.
Bullshit.
Yeah. My brother, being a novice at this point in college, gets super fucking hammered, and he's throwing up in the. I mean, he was throwing up in his shower. He's like in his underwear, like still wearing his underwear, like throwing up in the shower. And anyway, I'm just laughing, like, dude, he's so fucking hammered. And then he's like, dude, you want to go smoke a bowl? And I was like, yeah, dude, we'll go smoke a bowl. He's like, I know this great place on campus. Nobody ever comes by, no cops, nothing. We can go smoke a bowl and we'll come back. So I was like, great.
Actually, ventured out on campus as drunk as you were to go smoke a bowl.
Yeah, it's probably 3 a.m.
That's awesome.
Fuck.
To go get stoned, and I was like, sure. So we go out to Greg Stone, and we come across people. We're just walking like normal, minding our own fucking business, and four dudes, like, are yelling stuff at us. And we're like, who are these dudes? And because we're drunk, you know, we were, like, more ballsy. Like, I'm like a tough guy, but I'm like, dude, let's go see what these fuckers want. So we casually walk over, like, what's going on, guys? And they're kind of breaking our balls a little bit, like, saying shit. They're like, what are you guys doing here? Like, they're kind of making, I think because we look like stoners, they're kind of busting our balls. You guys out here to, like, smoke some weed, and they keep saying all this shit. And this one guy keeps getting closer and closer to Henry's face. And Henry's kind of a short guy in comparison to me, but he's a star football player, so I know he's kind of a tough guy. I'm not a tough guy. And so he keeps getting closer and closer to Henry's face, like, more and more up in his face. And I keep talking, like, casually, you know, I'm a guy, I talk a lot.
Yeah.
Obviously. So I just keep kind of talking with these guys. I'm like, something's going to go down here eventually. And this guy in Henry's face, eventually Henry shoves him. And the guy Henry punches the guy in the face. They go down. They're wrestling on the ground, punching, fighting. I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? So some guy grabs Henry, trying to pull him off of the other guy. And I grab that guy. And I'm like, punching him in the side of the head. And I'm like,
damn,
dude, I'm actually doing something in this fight. I'm like, dude, I'm actually doing some damage. Like, this is great.
I'm imagining
sudden,
right now, it's just some sort of Looney Tunes type situation where you all just get in a fucking ball and there's like a cloud of dust
totally
and everything.
It wasn't totally like that. And I'm like, what do I do? So I grab that guy and I'm like punching him. Like, yeah, I'm doing a good job. And out of nowhere, bam, I get smacked in the face. Hardcore, like knocked on my ass. I'm like, dude, I just got hit in the face, like, hardcore. And so, like, I stagger back up, and I'm fighting, wrestling around this other dude, and then I'm just like, holy shit, this fight's over. So I'm, like, grabbing Henry, pulling him off of this other guy. I'm like, dude, let's retreat. And so we
gotta go.
We bail out, and we walk away, and I'm like, dude, we totally just got wrecked in that fight. And he's like, no, dude, we did fine. We did some damage. Like, it was four dudes, and it's two of us. I'm like, no, dude, we totally got wrecked.
We got our asses handed to us.
Yeah. And then he called me the next day afterwards, and he's like, dude, I went back with, like, three of my fraternity brothers, and we kicked those guys' asses. I'm like, you're just saying that because I felt bad about getting our asses kicked. I know you made that up. And I'm worried about my face because I got clocked. And John and Henry the next morning, I'm like, dude, you're totally fine. Like, you can't even see anything. So I'm like, all right. So that day, John and I...
bet you were bruised as fuck.
My brother. We're going to meet my parents at Babe's Chicken Dinner House in Roanoke. Yeah. And we meet them there. And as soon as we walk in, my mom's like, what the fuck happened to your face?
You're bruised as fuck.
So yeah, story, that's my good fight story. Good story. That's the best I got.
Could have been avoided if you just, like, fucking smoked in the bathroom like my fucking roommate always did.
Yeah, we probably should have done that, but...
I have the black eye that I got.
We did still go and
from...
smoke weed, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So...
The black eye I got from my story, I had to come up with an excuse for what happened.
Doorknob.
Actually, it was...
Dick.
My excuse was...
That's even better.
My excuse was a coffee table.
Zach the Old Blood Lewis coming up with some sophisticated humor.
And my mom just looked at me when I walked to the door. I was like, oh, I was sleeping on the couch, and I rolled over and hit my face on the coffee table. My mom just looks at me, and she goes... Why am I not surprised that that actually happened to you?
Nice. She believed it?
Yeah, oh yeah. She's totally still to this day.
Nice.
It's funny, actually, now that Melissa's speaking, like, she just gave me the perfect topic to almost, like, close out the show with, all of the Melissa-isms that I have that I really want to cut up and use because they're so funny. Like, first of all, 2 weeks ago when... I know she was out of context, it sounds weird, but when Melissa, we were talking about the reach under ball grab thing, and Melissa was telling that story, and she goes, bitch, touch my balls. I like that. I want to cut that, and I want to use it for something. And then last week, when Melissa said, I'd rather suck one out. That's just a really, I never heard that term for, like, giving a BJ before, like, I'd rather suck one out. I like that. And then another thing, when Kyle was here, and he said he came up with the term broner. Like, bro combined with boner. And Melissa kept saying it sounds like bronies. What the fuck is a brony?
Have you not heard about that?
No, which is My Little Pony.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, yes.
That's a real thing.
That is a real thing.
I thought
like, traditionally it was like a black person term. You know, like a brony. No. Is that like a black? But
no, they actually advertise on campus. I've seen posters for bronies. It's a group of guys who get together and watch My Little Ponies.
Yeah, and as long as we're talking about it, let's not ever talk about it again. I do not want that to be associated with this podcast.
What, bronies?
Yeah.
Let's talk about bronies.
No, let's not.
None of you have ever watched My Little Pony.
No.
My Little Pony.
I refuse to.
I got through the whole first season.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I have pajama pants, bitch.
We have a brony in this podcast?
We do.
God
not
damn
hardcore.
It.
Not hardcore. I've never watched
God
the second season.
God damn it. Fuck.
Jesus. I've never talked about it. I watched
Corey,
it.
Calm
Fuck
down.
Me.
You're turning into last week's Corey.
No, I'm not. This pisses me off, though.
Shotgun a beer?
Brony. No.
Oh, my God. You're really upset about this.
Let's shotgun a beer.
I kind of am.
Dude.
I hate...
It's not
no.
a big deal.
Dude, we'll never talk about bronies again if we all shotgun a beer.
Or... Oh, I see.
Corey and Melissa, you guys stay on the mic. Zach and I shotgun a beer?
Another one?
Yeah.
No, that's you, dude.
Oh, come on. Seriously? It's the status bro show.
Okay, how about this?
All right, what do you got?
It's all you.
Donuts. I get a beer at Applebee's. If I shotgun another one, I'm not getting a beer at Applebee's.
He has to have a beer at Applebee's. Let's move on.
Like, we'll just make him
no
chug
more
one.
Shotgun.
Oh, come on.
You can do another one.
You want?
All right, wait. Let me bring up a topic first that we can discuss while I prepare my shotgun.
Okay.
Clearly, I'm the alcoholic on the Status Bro Show.
Probably.
And that's okay. I'll do a PSA next week about how I don't condone that. Now.
Did you just... You just cheers with the mic stand?
Yes, I did. Hey, cheers mine.
There you go.
Thank you.
You didn't present me with a metal part there.
Get the bass.
Go on.
Yeah!
Okay.
Anyway. Does that come off sounding great or sound like complete shit?
Now, a friend of mine argued with me about this, and I feel that any dude will absolutely back me up that this is a true thing. There's a complete 100% difference in the male psyche of whether you would fuck a girl rather wanting to fuck a girl. There could be a girl that you really want to fuck, like in your class, she's super hot, and then there could be a chick who's okay, and you'd say, you know, I would fuck
her. And should the opportunity present itself?
Right. Now, whether or not I would fuck a girl is a horrible barometer for how hot she is. It really is.
Haven't you said that before?
I'm open-minded. Yeah.
I think the first episode you said that.
Yeah, that's going to be on a t-shirt with my face on it.
It should.
I should say, too, I'm extremely open-minded as well. Once I get past that first fuck, that girl, it means something to me, I will... There's a lot that I would not... There's not much that I would not fuck.
Good. I want to stir up a hornet's nest here. You guys keep talking about the would versus want fuck thing. I'm going to prepare a shotgun.
Okay,
I think for women, it's the same. I mean, there are some people, yeah, if the opportunity presented itself.
Oh, my God. Now I can't leave. Thank you, Mosa, for saying that so much. I mean, from a girl's point of view, there could be a guy... Say, circumstances arise. Maybe you're drinking, you're hanging out, you're just, like, having a good time. Maybe one person's lonely, maybe the other person's lonely. Who knows where you could end up sleeping with someone who never would have necessarily been a first-string pick. Correct?
Yeah.
Yes! Thank you! Now I'm going to shotgun up here.
Isn't that, like, every one-night stand ever?
Not necessarily.
No, because you do a one-night stand, somebody thinks really hot.
Yeah, because that's how my one-night stand happened. I was in Kyle Singletary's... term, white girl wasted.
I thought you were going to say you were in Kyle Singletary's apartment. I was like, oh no! Oh no, shit! They've been
there before!
Cut the show, Kevin!
No, but I was...
Kyle said that term?
What term?
White girl wasted?
Yeah.
I don't remember that, but sounds funny.
I've heard it
basically, I was dancing in my underwear on a houseboat, and there happened to be this guy that I worked with, and for months, oh my god, he was so hot. It was like, I could hardly work with him without getting, like, hot flashes. It was really bad.
God damn it, why am I shotgunning a beer? I really need to be interviewing Melissa during this story.
Why?
Keep working on your beer. Fuck up.
Man the fuck up. Shotgun your beer, get back to the table.
So you've finally gotten drunk enough at this point, you're just like, fuck it, let's do this.
I had been in a relationship for a while, and the guy I was in a relationship with was, like, this crazy Catholic. And wouldn't...
4 seconds. Tops.
And he refused to have sex with me. I went like 6 months without sex because this guy was too Catholic to have sex with me.
So we finally break up.
Mm-hmm. And not because of that, but it was a contributing factor.
But you never fucked him?
Yeah.
But broke up.
Yeah, but we broke up, so you're I'm at work. Mm. Yeah, so I'm at work, and everybody's and like, we're going out to the Party Cove. You want to come with us? And I'm like, fuck it, I'm single. Why not? I could use a couple of drinks, and so I went out with them. And at some point, I was like, okay, fuck, I'm drunk. I need to go to bed. So I walked
fuck down, that.
I walked downstairs into the guest cabin of the houseboat.
And there's your boy.
Well, and I lay down to go to sleep, and he happened to be with the group, and it's really weird because I worked with both his mom, his grandma, and his cousin, and they're...
His cousin also a girl, I'm guessing?
You didn't bang any of them, did you?
No, he's a guy, and his mom is on the fucking boat!
Silence. Why is the boat rocking so much, and where's Chris?
Alright, let's get to the banging here.
Anyway, so all of a sudden he comes in.
How did this end up with you slipping sausages?
He comes in and lays down next to me, and he's all like whispering sweet nothings in my ear.
Hey, baby, I want to stick something in your butt.
Oh, God.
Corey, ready to go to the sweet nothings.
But, you know, but he was, it was like.
Is that the kind of shit you'd say to Johnny Depp?
Yeah. You know what I'd say? Shit. I'm just imagining you're passed out drunk. How sweet can it be?
It really wasn't. It really wasn't. But anyway, so we just. But I really wanted it. That was the difference. Like,
I imagine the sweetest it can be is just him. Just him making sure that you're awake enough to consent.
Yeah, yes. So I think that's pretty much.
So how does he make his move? Does he like start with like a kissing kind of thing, or does
no,
he just
go
straight for self?
Like I'm rolled up under the bed, mm-hmm. like I put my clothes back on, and I'm like under the blanket, laying down, about to pass out, and he just climbs into bed and starts like rubbing himself all over me.
Baby, you want a mustache ride? So there's no making out pre-hint?
There was, but.
All right. Well, you know, I mean, that's always
mostly,
a good place
mostly
to start.
With the back of my neck, I guess.
Did you fuck with them later? Be like, you know, that wasn't consensual, right?
No.
Did he go down on you?
I think so, yeah.
You know you should have done. I think you should have hit him up the next morning. Like, I don't remember anything about last night.
Dude, I was fucking wasted.
I've never forgotten getting head. I've never forgot getting head. I know that for sure.
One time I was drunk as shit. Forgot the whole night. Forgot the whole day, too. But I remember
but I remembered
getting head. It was great.
But that's the thing. Is like, had the situation been, yeah, maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't, you know. I probably wouldn't have, but I really wanted it.
Okay, so in this situation, did...
And he was really hot.
Because this kind of... Yeah, we got that you really wanted to fuck this guy. But it, because it was off the cuff, was there... did you go sleeveless? Was he sleeveless?
Yeah.
Oh.
Was there a withdrawal, or did he just go ahead and...
No, he definitely had to come out because yeah. I couldn't...
As opposed to...
Did he avoid your nostril?
Come in.
Not yes. up the nose hole?
Yeah, no, not up the, not up my nose.
All right.
But in the heat of the moment, where did it go?
Yes, good question.
I have no idea.
Blow it on the wall or something.
Was this on a boat, or did I make that
no,
up?
No, it was on no, a boat.
Oh, okay, cool.
But we actually didn't finish on the boat. We actually didn't finish on the boat, because he's like, because his cousin was sleeping right up on the deck above us. And he got a message, and his cousin was like, hey, what are you doing down there? So,
about to fucking get off. Shut the fuck up.
So
bitch,
we touched
the balls.
So, so we bailed out and drove to my apartment.
So hey,
not the one I'm in now, but my old apartment.
When you're on the receiving end of a withdrawal, do you like look down to see it happen, or you close your eyes?
That's
like,
a great
like
question.
Like a fucking
dude.
Mexican cartel firing squad shooting at you.
I've done both. Actually.
Do girls like to see it happen?
I don't know.
Or is that gross?
It doesn't bother.
I like to see it happen. I know that for sure.
It doesn't. It doesn't really bother me, but some girls might think that's gross.
What to watch it actually?
Yeah, but
come out of the.
I bet Crystal thinks that's gross.
Yeah. Probably.
Why would you bring her up? Why does she have to get mentioned every fucking show?
Domination continues.
We were so close. We're at the very end of the show.
She's such a fucking foil for you. She's like
she is. Oh my god, you guys are ridiculous.
She is. She is your. She is your foil.
She is not my foil.
She is.
No.
You do you see how angry you
Ashlyn's
just got?
Foil and Crystal.
I was gonna say how did you see how angry you just got because we brought her up?
I feel like my face is blushing.
It's not.
All right, good. Yeah, that's right. Good. I'm a professional.
Any other questions you want to ask me about the would or want thing, Kevin? Because I know you were busy shotgunning
a
beer.
Hold on, how much time do we have left?
We're done. We don't have any time left.
We're over.
We're technically, yeah,
we're
fucking
we're
around.
Technically over.
We're way over. Who cares?
Yeah, we'll just
Why,
keep
is
going.
Is something you want to throw in here, Zach? It's your birthday. No. Come on.
I was going to ask you more about would or want, but I guess not.
What?
Yeah, well.
Like, I don't understand, really. Like, you would want to fuck a celebrity, but you would fuck a girl in your class?
Okay, look. Let's say we're in class. Any class that we're in right now. There are girls who come in who are particularly that I find particularly attractive that I say, "Oh my god, dude, I would love to
fuck her in a heartbeat."
Right, that's a
yeah,
want.
That's a want.
Okay, versus
there are girls in our class that I don't, you know, necessarily say that same thing about, but that does not mean I wouldn't fuck her.
Okay, so like doable.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
that makes
totally.
Sense.
That's a total. Every guy I feel like can empathize on that.
The unfortunate side effect is I think I'm in classes this semester where there isn't anybody that I would quantify in my brain as doable.
Yeah, but see, it's totally different for chicks. I'm sorry, it just is.
Truly.
I mean, there are some gnarly chicks that I would still totally fuck if I were single and
okay, here's a good question.
And you and I have said it.
Do you have a
we
type?
We have some, we're into some weird shit.
Yeah.
We could be into a number of different things.
Definitely.
Okay, do you have a type?
Do I have a specific type?
Yeah.
Like a type of woman that, like, particularly I find attractive?
Yep.
Of course. But it doesn't mean, but I love all kinds of women. I love all races. I mean, I love all kinds of women. But do I have, like, a specific kind of thing that I love? Sure. Every guy does.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say that I do, too.
I like a...
in both categories.
You're not big on the Asian persuasion.
No, I don't.
So I understand.
I'm more of the... I like the darker skin.
Nice.
But not black.
So like Latino.
Yeah, I like that. Not Latino.
Oh, almost got got yourself in your corner.
No, but yeah, no, I like a Latina, like a dark hair, long hair kind of thing. But I also love a white skin, blonde haired kind of chick. That's also
way
like
to
a
cover
number.
Your bases.
That's another big one. Yeah, I like long hair in general. That's a big thing.
I you know, I really used to be big on the long hair, but Christine got a haircut and then
that's true.
Got another haircut and now she's rocking like the Emma Watson.
See, I'm so flexible. I can just like anything
awesome,
can be
dude.
Hot to me.
Fucking
but if, like,
great.
If I were to describe like the ideal girl that would turn me on just by fucking looking at me.
Wait, let me guess. Redhead.
Possibly.
Really?
Tattoos.
Tattoos, definitely.
Not
piercings.
Really everything.
Okay, I'm just going to say it. Tattoos, piercings, odd colored hair,
he
maybe
said this
odd
before.
Hairstyle.
He has.
Non-white girl.
Non-white.
Yes.
Somebody ethnic.
Yes.
Interesting.
Preferably an accent.
An accent?
Yes.
Okay, you know what? More and more from what I hear, from what Corey speaks about, I feel like you would fuck.
No.
What? What?
Oh, come on. Look.
Does she have an accent? She kind of does have an accent.
Well, I mean, I don't know. She's got.
Because of this right now that we're in, I'd never take another class with her.
We've talked about fucking her before.
She will fuck. Have we?
Yes.
When?
Yeah, the first show.
Now that's out on the air.
Yeah. Did we? First show?
Yeah.
I don't think we did.
Maybe I talked about that off the air.
Perhaps it was the mysterious second show.
Sorry. Would you bang
me?
Yeah.
Would.
Yeah, okay, yeah. It is a wood.
Yep, wood. Absolutely.
Ideally, though, it's not a wand.
Melissa, are there any professors at UNT that you would? Or want, for that matter?
There's definitely a few that I'm taking class from right now that I want.
See, I don't have a single wand right now.
I don't think I had
TAs in class before that I totally want, but not a professor.
I had one professor in community college that was definitely doable.
Nice. Community college.
So that's a wood.
But, yeah, that's a wood. But I don't have any wants. As far as
professor at a community college is like picking up a dude at a bar out of town.
Yes.
That's the problem is I think my professor was actually flirting with me too.
Nice.
Could be.
For the three of y'all, the wants that I have, you know, it's obviously a female teacher and also her TA, female. Also, I would do. So that should narrow it down.
I'm dying to know who it is that Corey wants to fuck.
I'm not going to fucking say it on the air.
Well, I know.
There's a TA I do have this semester that is definitely a would.
Well, TAs don't even count because, first of all, nobody knows who they are. And second, you see TAs all the time that you want to fuck.
I've never had that happen to me.
All right, look. It's going to happen. I'm sorry, guys. This is it. Yeah, it's it.
This is it.
I had a topic I only wanted to get to. We'll save it for next time.
We always save one name more. I have so many good topics.
Fucking love it.
We just start telling people to come meet us at Applebee's or something.
That's true. After the show, if you'd like to meet us, we go to Applebee's at Peace Lane 35 if you want to come hang out.
Roughly 10 o'clock on Thursdays.
Thursdays or Wednesdays.
We'll post
on the Facebook what day we're recording so you can plan to be there at 10 o'clock.
A very happy birthday to Zachary Youngblood Lewis.
Thank you.
By the way, hit us up on Facebook or Twitter.
Absolutely.
Facebook or
email
Twitter,
us.
Or email.
Status Bro Show@gmail.com.
Some happy birthdays to Zach.
A very happy birthday to the show, Big Ten.
Thank you, Zach.
I think that's very awesome.
Twitter at Status Bro Show. I gotta say it. It's the one that I run. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm your host, Kevin Ubling, along with Corey Vandersleen.
Hey, we'll see you later, Internet.
Zach the Oldblood Lewis.
Thanks a lot, guys.
And our producer,
Melissa Galbraith. Have a good night, guys.
We'll see you next week.